after our time with Dr. Ed Elcott there in the desert, in the dessert, as we like to call it. And I got to tell you, it was a blast and a half. A couple things I want to observe about where we were. Number one, great place. Don't want to mention any names. Might want to hire some better people. Might want to be a little bit on top of shit. Don't want to be kind of dragging ass. Kick a few asses. Take a few names. Food was great. Restaurant was outstanding. Unfucking believable. Great wine selection. You know, you got a nice high-end wine list, so you want to make sure that when you have those kinds of things that you hire, you know, you hire people that can pull their fucking head out of their ass. And I say that with the greatest respect, but you had some real slow-ass people there, man. I'm sorry. If you're asking somebody to spend the kind of money that you ask the people to spend, and it's not the most expensive place, I understand that, but it's not the cheapest either, then maybe get some people that are not going to act like they're doing you a fucking favor every time they pull their thumb out of their ass and do something that you asked them to do three times before, like we did when we got there and said, may we please have some ice. Now, that having been said, I know it may sound like white people problems or rich people problems or rich black people problems or very, very rich Hispanic people problems. I don't know. But I'm just saying that the white people you have at that place are slow. No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying that you need to make sure you put a boot to a few asses. I'm sorry. You know, I even tipped that kid. There was a problem with the things. Here's what happened. Here's what was wrong with the room when we got there. The plug to the bathtub didn't work. We had to call three times for ice. We had to call three times to get a battery replaced in a thermostat, which never came. We had to call to fix the light in the spa, which was never fixed. There was one other thing. I forget what. So nothing really got resolved, you know. I mean, finally, the plug in the bathtub did get fixed. The ice did come a day late. I had to go up and get ice the first night. Oh, and by the way, the ice machine was broken. And then the other thing, the battery in the thermostat was never replaced. Oh, yes, it was. It was replaced. And that was like in the third day. Because by then, we'd forgotten half the shit that we were complaining about. However, having said all of that, great fucking place for food and relaxation, and the people outside of that stuff were great. I mean, Christ almighty, that fucking restaurant was really good. Really, really good. No kidding. Well, what's the name of the place, Phil? I'm not going to say, because I've just got done complaining about some things, so I'm not going to say. I don't do that. I don't do that, huh? I don't do that. I don't do that, you see? You know, well, Phil, no, I don't do that. But I will, I promise you, at some future date, reveal all. And what I like to do is I like to say when a place is really fucking great, I like to, you know, tell people how good it is. So we will, at some future point, do that. All right, not much of a pre-show here. Today we're going to be doing Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman. And it's the Steve Bozell, Bud Dickman Sports Report. So we're not really going to have them doing play-by-play. I liked it when they did play-by-play last year, but I think doing sports, I don't know, we'll see. I think the two of them together, I like them. I like Steve and Bud, the way they give each other shit. Now, they were driving my car back from the desert today and got into it talking about, and they were listening to the NFL on the radio, and they got into it talking about the Falcons and the Panthers, as well as the Packers and the Lions. Steve is a stone Atlanta Falcon fan. And he was also a Detroit Lion fan, so he had the wrong teams today. Bud generally picks the games much better than Steve, and that, of course, is a source of great, what do you want to call it? It's a source of great consternation for Steve Reno. All right, I think we are ready to rock and roll here. So we're going to do that. It's time now for the Steve Bozell, Bud Dickman, Sports Reports.